If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser, but the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Bang, bang, bang. That's right. All three of us are here in the same room together. This is episode... You know what, Johnny? I don't know what episode this is because we never kept track.
2100.
2100?
Let's go with that.
Well, is this a milestone because it's a round number?
No, not yet.
You bet your ass it is. This is episode number 2100 in this extravaganza of, I don't know, podcasting?
Fuck yeah, son.
You yeah, like that?
We you do like it that? So much. I think we do like 3 shows a day at this rate.
Yeah, we're doing 3 shows a day. It's like, hey, we're your morning show, and then we're going to take a nap, and then do...
Drive time,
and then hey, overnights.
There you go.
And the overnights really just roll into the morning show.
Fuck yeah, son.
It's called... I'm on Adderall and or crystal meth. Oh, hit us up on Twitter at HS Radio Show, at HS Radio Show. Our subreddit, reddit.com/r/highsocietyradio. There you can interact with Chris for the most part. You're all over that thing, right, Chris?
I mean, I'm on there. I'll reply to things, but there's a lot of other people just posting weird stuff on there.
Nice.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen posted on there?
There was a screen cap. Somebody had fucked with the ESPN website, and it said, is Johnny working for ESPN, and it was just a shot
that
said, yo, giant sucking mad dick.
Johnny, you're writing headlines for ESPN now?
Said if I did, I'd be caking, because, you know, you make mad cake off of that.
Hell yeah. ESPN pays very well from what I hear.
For their blurbs? They don't treat people like shit. Shout out to Bill Simmons.
You think, well, Bill Simmons is back now, right?
Yeah, they only suspended for like 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
But he said he was going to go public.
Yeah, he came off like a real bitch, man. Like, you know what? I can't judge him on that just because, be real, you don't want to lose your job, your high-paying fucking job.
Yeah, I mean, he's the dude at ESPN. He's the guy.
I wouldn't say he's the guy, but...
Who would you say the guy is, then?
Probably fucking Berman.
I don't know.
The football show is their highest moneymaker, so it got to be Berman, no?
I think
and then Chris Fowler, and then...
Bill Simmons is the dude that... They like the public seems to like a lot. I mean, he's the one who's getting the most work, it seems.
Well, no, what's the dude, Riley? Because him and Riley got like a beef going on.
Like that.
It's a fucking strange little dichotomy right there.
Oh, no. Do you like Bill Simmons?
Yeah, I find him entertaining. Grantland's a very good read.
I'm not the biggest fan of Bill Simmons.
No.
I used to like him back in the day, Page 2 from ESPN.
So now he's sold out because he's got his own shit?
Sold out. S-O-U-L-E-D, like that WCW pay-per-view.
That was an NWO pay-per-view.
There you go.
The one and only.
Sold out.
Did a lot of cool stuff happen on that pay-per-view?
I don't remember.
I never saw it. I just remember seeing that's a cool name for a pay-per-view.
I think I only remember it because it was one of the stages in like the video game, the NWO Revenge.
Yeah. They have a lot of black and white vignettes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Here's something that somebody sent me on Reddit. It's a picture of somebody's Halloween costume, and they're dressed up as the genie from Aladdin, but he's clearly hung himself.
Edgy. That's edgy and cool.
Well, that's our listeners, edgy and cool.
I can't shit on that, though.
Get it?
Nice try.
Robin Williams died. Halloween now lasts for 3 weeks.
It does. I figured we wouldn't have to deal with 2 fake Halloweens because... It was, you know, Halloween's on a Friday this year. And that's when people are listening to this right now.
Yeah. And the first time, this is the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's spooky.
We're all killed ourselves.
You didn't play Monster Mash.
After we recorded this. Woo.
I'll fucking kill you right now.
That would be weird if people were hearing this from beyond the grave.
Yeah, you are hearing this from beyond the grave. I guarantee there was a murder-suicide.
Oh, that means we're gay.
A non-gay one. There will be a note explicitly saying we're not gay.
No such thing.
Somebody sent me a week ago a non-gay two-male murder-suicide on Reddit also.
How do they know it was a not gay one?
I think he said it in the article.
They had to specify it was not gay, dude.
See, right here, heterosexual murder-suicide.
There were three dudes involved in one. It was a love triangle. They were all three were gay. So...
So our theory of if two dudes are involved in a murder-suicide, it's assumed they're gay, even if they're not.
Wait, but it says he accidentally killed his friend.
He accidentally killed his friend, and then he killed himself because he was scared of going to jail. That's what it says.
So that's not gay. Murder-suicide, though. He didn't intentionally kill his boy. If he went out there with the purpose,
it's a manslaughter-suicide.
There you go. That's a better way of fucking phrasing it.
And that's just not as sexy as a murder suicide.
It's not as beta faggish.
What?
There you go.
Oh, boy. It's a weird one tonight, huh?
It's Halloween?
It being Halloween and all.
Oh, God, don't do that. It's the fucking worst.
Whoa, I'm a zombie or something.
This is week three of Halloween.
Yeah. I remember that first happening last year.
No, it's been,
going on for a while.
Halloween's been getting longer and longer for...
Like, the last 6 years, that's fucking sick.
Last year, it fell on a Wednesday, so it made it long. And the year before that, Halloween was a little weird because of the hurricane.
Yeah, it cut it
at
off.
At least in New York. Other places, yeah. I'm sure, we're still going on for three or four fucking
weeks. Yeah, and
then
last year, it fell on a Thursday, so people were like, I'm going to throw my party this weekend, the weekend before.
Yeah,
because makes sense.
So there was a two-week Thanksgiving, not Thanksgiving, a two-week Halloween last year.
Well, you know, they got the fucking slutty Ebola costumes and... Blackface Ray Rice stuff.
Yeah, I've seen those. Those are great. What if you're...
Walmart's got the fat girl section.
No shit.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm going to go as fat female blackface Ebola victim Ray Rice.
You should definitely
do that. He's
also
doing a nice bucket challenge.
Catch all the fucking bases. Nice.
Like, yeah, I'm topical.
Can you bob for apples in the ice bucket challenge?
Just I'm bob for dicks.
Razor blade apples.
Am I right, boys?
That's not a party I'm going to.
What? Why do you say gay stuff on this show every week? Every week you announce, we're all faggots. We suck each other off.
I never drop the other reference.
Well, I know, because you're actually gay and you're trying to, you know, you think that's offensive.
See this hate monger over there,
that's what
Johnny?
I'm saying. It ain't got to be Halloween to show your true colors, right, bro?
Yeah, Jesus. Jesus Christ. Come on.
Kick them down the stairs?
We love people on this show, be it men or women.
I love everybody. We know this already.
I bet you do, you bisexual weirdo.
See, I opened, they changed this. I guess Walmart got some heat, but I opened this plus-sized women's section.
What the fuck is
and there was
that?
A banner ad that says, make your Halloween monster-sized. When I opened it earlier, I think they took it down.
Yeah, you can't leave that shit up.
Yeah, there was it was called the fat girl section. Now it was like,
wow, really?
It was just plus size costumes, but it was called fat girl section.
Why couldn't they just say?
Well, no, there was a URL that I think was there. Somebody made it as a joke. Nobody actually thought they would put /fat girls.
Oh boy, that's got to be some old dude running that marketing. Do something for the fat girls.
It's probably just a placeholder URL that got
That somebody was supposed to change and, you know, didn't.
That's some lazy ass
but like
shit,
I said, man. When I did go there was a banner ad that said, make your Halloween monster sized.
Who's that plump broad right there? Is that supposed to be Raggedy Ann?
Yeah.
That's a big ass Raggedy Ann, yo.
Well, there you go.
I'm not with it.
They don't have any plus size Ebola costumes. You're screwed. You're going to make your own, Stanley? You're a seamstress at home?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm going to make it. I'm going to get a Ray Rice jersey. I'm going to get a bucket from the ice bucket part. And then what else I was going to be?
From an ice bucket part.
I can't remember.
Blackface Ray Rice, fat girl, Ebola ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, there you go. And then I'm going to, get some shoe polish. And like they showed the pictures earlier this week. It was all a bunch of guys just dragging around black blow-up dolls.
For the Ray Rice.
So I guess I'll just... bang one of them in the middle of a party.
Hell yeah, be like, this is what you wanted?
This is what you all wanted, right? Huh? Now you all have Ebola. Oh, my dick.
I'm pretty sure the guy that does that does the same shit every year. He just waits for top 5 trending topics for the year up to, and then does that as a fucking costume.
Yeah.
Probably dressed up like Sandy Hook kids the year before or some shit, I don't know.
Jesus, Johnny.
Hey, there are people that do that shit. Or maybe an empty gift by a tree, I don't know.
Taking the box.
Symbolism. Oh, God.
Yeah, Halloween sucks. Like, at least here in New York,
I'll go to the parade, get drunk, watch idiots act like idiots. That's Please, pretty fun.
I haven't been in that parade since I was a teenager.
It's going to be a bowl of
I haven't gone in a few years, but I'll still go over there. Who cares?
We'll all be there tonight, actually, if you're listening to this on Halloween night.
Whoa.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, I'm going to suck your dick.
All right, you see, this is.
See, why?
This is
why you do
up,
you
yeah.
do do this
that
every week at this point?
That's a scary ghost. I'm just scared now, right? Like, oh, my God, this male gay ghost is going to try to blow me.
I don't think they've
scary.
Ever, don't think there's been a gay ghost. They usually just go where they're supposed to go. I've never heard of a gay haunting.
I don't know. I haven't heard
I'm
of
sure
a haunting.
There's been a gay haunting.
Don't think so, man. Like, maybe a Don Knotts movie.
Look it up.
Shit,
Halloween special. Look it up.
Gay hauntings? Doubt it.
New York. There's a haunted house that has gay street ghosts.
What?
Hauntedhouses.com. It's the first thing that comes up on Google.
Really? All right. Okay.
What?
And it's right here in New York.
I'm not surprised. All right.
Greenwich Village gay haunted house.
Now, we usually as we're wont to do on High Society Radio, we try to think up ways to make money. Now, what if we made the gay horror movie, right? Look up like Saw. Look up.
I think they would just call us homophobes. Like, we made a horror movie where it was a gay guy, like, raping dudes, which is scary to most dudes.
Yeah.
We would be called homophobes.
But we're not homophobes.
Well, it would come off that way.
Johnny is, but I know I'm not.
How do you figure that one out?
Well, I mean, you're from the Bronx.
That don't mean shit to me.
I mean, it's just a saying. You're a minority from a low-income area. But, you grew up Catholic. Oh, you're probably a homophobe. I mean,
look at how much money Saw made versus its budget.
Charlie G's my friend. Ask him. I'm not
Saw
a homophobe,
one,
bro.
The first one. Just really think about just these goddamn horror films. It's pretty ridiculous.
I know they had a Nightmare on Elm Street porn back in the day.
We're not trying to make pornography. We're just trying to make
a
film.
Saw made $55 million.
Yeah. Wow, the first one was the one that made almost the least
amount? Yeah, Saw 2 made the most at $87 million. Saw 3 made $80 million. Saw 4 made $63
million. Anything after 1 was pretty good.
All right. Total international box office take. The budget was $1.2 million.
Yeah.
Box office was $100 million.
Fuck, man. Yeah. That's old Dan Glover right there, though.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Too old for
No, people shit. were hyped about that movie when it came out.
It didn't get too much pub. It looked shitty.
Right,
in
Paranormal Activity cost $15,000 to make, the first one. Made $200 million worldwide.
That's fucking stupid.
Is it? Or is it the greatest
fucking
thing I've ever heard?
Paranormal Activity was so popular. Like, I know a kid who did a YouTube video, and he made some money off YouTube videos. But every time a new Paranormal Activity video comes out, he has, like, a parody that he just re-uploads it and changes it to the new Paranormal Activity name. Like, 4 or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
And he'll make another, like, couple of hundred bucks just re-flipping the same parody video. Oh.
The same guys who did the first Saw. They made that other movie, Insidious.
Yeah, didn't that movie was alright.
It cost $1.5 million to make, made $100 million worldwide.
Yeah.
Like, all these guys do is just make money.
Insidious was the one with the red guy at the end?
Yeah, that shit was
alright.
Don't
ruin it. I haven't seen it. No way. Seriously, what happens in this movie? Why is it so good? Because I liked the first Saw.
I hated the first Saw, I will say that. It was fucking terrible. But I also saw it on DVD in my house. That makes things way worse.
I like Saw 1 and Saw 3.
I never watched the Saw after the first
after
Saw.
After 1, I didn't really get into it.
There's like 6 or 7.
He died in like
There's 6
two
in
of
a 3D.
Them. He was dead after 2, wasn't he?
He was dead in the third one he died.
And then they made fucking what? 4
There's
more?
6. There's 6 of them,
yeah,
I think.
That's nuts. Like, come on.
I mean, Jason was dead before the first one.
No, he wasn't actually dead. You see, you don't get how that works.
But he was a demon from hell or whatever. But see, yeah, Jigsaw was just a dude.
Who just had horrible insurance and nobody gave a fuck about.
Yeah.
That's the gist of it. He died from horrible
but
insurance.
But also, you learn about like his wife or whatever and the backstory of Jigsaw.
That was so much shit I didn't give a fuck about. Like, come on, man. He had too much of a backstory.
You know what was great?
3 movies.
You know what was great? At the end of all the Saw movies where it's like that fucking, that montage, that song, that same song's playing and then it just tells you all the things you missed in the movie.
Yeah, that could have been the fucking movie. At that point.
Like, wait, but, no. But he could have, what?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Black guy always got
Donnie Wahlberg didn't have to be captured. His kid was in the room the entire time.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
I saw that one on bootleg.
Damn you, Jigsaw. You're so smart.
Yeah.
Shit.
Mind you, those plots are so fucking tight. Like, any one thing goes wrong, his idea goes to shit.
Yeah, it's retarded.
That's so fucking insane. It's the same shit with, like, Bane from that movie and shit. Any one thing goes wrong, his whole plan goes to fuck. They like over. They make these motherfuckers way too smart.
See, that's what we have to do with our gay ghost story movie.
We can't do that.
We have a gay ghost that leaves fucking
ectoplasm.
That leaves ectoplasm, and also tape cassettes that tells you, "Do you want to play a game?"
Tape cassettes. What?
Remember tape cassettes?
So, half of the movie is going to be people looking for a Teddy Ruxpin to put this fucking tape in.
No, wait, a fucking thrift store.
You know what? That's a good idea, though. I like it.
Mini discs. He leaves mini discs around. That's retro.
So then nobody's going to ever find him because you can't find the clues to then search for him. Because nobody, I don't think there's a single working mini disc player on earth.
Leave a mini disc player there. With his, you know, whatever our gay ghost is, I don't know, gimmick is.
He probably died before the wedding, and then he's mad that it's legal now.
Yeah, he died like in 2002, and he has like a shitload of mini discs.
He was just
and mini disc
them.
Players.
Oh yeah, you can get a mini disc player on eBay for surprisingly cheap.
How much?
$25.
That's get
12.
Expensive.
We're gonna be making a lot of these gay horror movies.
Here's one for $19.99. Yeah, you can get mini disc players, I suppose.
Wow.
If you really need to.
Oh, we're going to need to. Our prop department's going to need them.
So I would have thought this would have been extinct, like in that stupid train movie that you love, Snowpiercer.
Oh,
Snowpiercer's so bad.
Still haven't seen it. I don't have the patience for it.
I think you would enjoy getting annoyed at it.
No, because you hated it so much you took any kind of joy. I'm just going to hear you in my head just shitting on it. I don't
want
to watch that.
Good. I want you to always hear me in your head.
Especially
when you're masturbating.
Thanks, James Woods from Casino. There's
another way you could bank it up on Halloween. There's one company in Colorado. Because have you guys seen any of things on the news where they're saying that parents have to check Halloween candy for...
fuck that.
Because it could be marijuana candy by accident.
There's
a company selling THC tester kits, and it's like three for $15.
Oh, that's a sweet deal.
But like the news has kind of been reporting all over the place that these edibles can easily be confused with regular candy. So like you have it's like the new razor blades or like acid in a fucking LSD. Like you have
Is this out of Colorado or whatever?
Yeah.
The company's out of Colorado, but I think they're selling them online.
They're just fear mongering them. That's all they're doing.
Yeah, of course. But they're banking it up on Halloween and they're spreading fear. I mean, that's what Halloween's all about.
Wasn't it like 4 or 5 years ago?
More like spreading beer.
That would be better than being douchebags.
It's a Halloween special. God,
all right, so we all had negligent parents, right?
Right. I guess.
It's like nobody ever checked our Halloween candy ever.
Why would you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. But can you imagine how much it would suck to have been a little kid in like the suburbs or like an overprotective mom, and you got all this fucking candy, and you got to wait for her lazy ass, who's probably drunk on Chardonnay, to check all the goddamn candy? But this used to happen when we were kids. Just not to us, because, you know, like I said, negligent parents. Yeah, we got like a pillowcase, not even like one of those fancy
I got like a plastic
candy bags.
Bag. I got one of those McDonald's plastic bags that came with your Happy Meal. That was nice, though. I couldn't complain.
Whoa.
All right. Why are you doing this?
It's a Halloween special. I'm sorry you guys aren't in the goddamn mood.
The Halloween spirit.
Because once this show's over, we're going to go out. We're all going to dress up.
We're going to go trick-or-treating?
Just going to glory hole, motherfuckers? I don't
know. No, we're not going to trick-or-treat, bro. We're going to just go to the bar. We're going to go down to the village.
Yeah,
it's fun,
too.
Man. It's going to be Halloween again next weekend. I'm sure people will still be having Halloween parties.
You never did that when you were a kid, though. That's a great fucking point. Like, when you was a kid, go with your dad to the bar for Halloween and shit, get candy from the bar?
No.
They used to give out fucking candy when I was a kid at the bar.
But sure. Everybody gave out candy.
Well, it was really shit. Those green menthol candies and shit.
You mean Newports?
No, they were fucking green, the mint candies, those mint ones, those box ones. I hate
you mean
those
jars
things.
Of PCP?
No, I wish. That would
wintergreen PCP?
That wintergreen was tough. Oh, it sticks of gum, right. Fucking great times with Dad on Halloween, yay.
I don't think you really mean that.
Not at all.
Jesus, Johnny.
Not at all.
Come on, buddy. This is a big Halloween special. We're supposed to be having fun here. You're really bringing this down.
I hope the Great Pumpkin shows up and fucking murders us all.
What the hell is a Great Pumpkin?
Was that from Charlie Brown?
That was from Charlie Brown.
I never was a big fan of Peanuts. I don't remember
a
lot
from that. Get the fuck out of here, son. You never watched them shits?
I guess I did, but I never liked them, so I didn't really pay attention.
Look who's too fucking cool for the room.
It's not too cool for the room. I just didn't like it.
That doesn't make any sense. How did you, why? Because they had a black kid in the gang?
I don't know.
They didn't have a black kid in the gang.
It didn't seem very
fun.
Damn, you
really didn't watch it.
He watched Waynehead all the time, though.
Oh.
It just, Peanuts never just seemed like a fun cartoon, you know?
It was a little adultish, but that was the beauty of it. Like, he was like, yo, I kind of get what
he's
saying.
No, no, in retrospect, if I went back and watched, it's terrible.
But when you was a kid, you liked it. It was a fucking dog.
My aunt really liked it.
It was nice. I liked it.
Was your aunt, like, religious?
No, she was just really old, so she used to read like Peanuts in the newspaper when she was a kid and look forward to it every day before televisions existed.
Because like that was like a lot of religious stuff in the like they really no. In the Christmas special he's praying to Jesus, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
They he do pray and they do, but that was only in the Christmas special.
Oh, okay.
But think about it; it also came out in like the '60s. It was like a lot more.
And did he celebrate Yom Kippur in one?
I don't. Nah, I have no idea.
I don't think so. You can't do that nowadays. It's still not over like that.
He was totally into Ramadan. I remember that. The Ramadan Charlie Brown.
Yeah, they should do that now. Fucking straighten
like,
some shit out.
I'm so hungry. I'm fasting. Yeah, can't wait to break my fast. That's what he sounded like.
I guess. Oh my God.
What? It's like you're embarrassed of our Halloween special.
Look, well, I mean, we clearly put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, we're talking about Saw.
We got these great sound effects. It's great. I just pushed a button. You're not getting into it? No. I can't find anything about Charlie Brown and Yom Kippur.
No.
Or Ramadan.
Put Yom Kippur peanuts.
If you can't find out about Charlie Brown's fucking Christmas special, this room will be your tomb.
What the fuck are
That's
you doing?
That's fucking Saw. That's what everyone fucking wants. I've rewatched all of them recently. So
why?
I don't know. I just was
you
like...
You had nothing to do?
Yeah,
I've
I was
been watching
like,
horror movies, too.
I like the first one, the third one.
Yeah.
And I just rewatched all six. They get really
bad
after the third
really
one.
You really fucking like go into these franchises. Like you were this way with Leprechaun and shit.
Just
go with it.
I only like the one Leprechaun. It's Leprechaun in the Hood, which is another great Halloween movie.
Like no, the first Leprechaun isn't terrible. I feel like I watched that on Channel 9 back in the day.
The one when he was in Vegas was alright.
I never saw that.
He grew up some bros' titties and shit. That shit was crazy. It was like nice.
I just remember him in the first Leprechaun in the Hood because he goes back to the Hood. And he's like hanging out with these rappers, like this positive rapper named Postmaster P.
I think wasn't Silk the Shock in one of those?
This is a terrible name for a rapper.
He's Postmaster P, delivers a positive message to the hood.
It sounds like a wrestler.
No, Ice-T is in it. He gets like his chest exploded. Fucking the Leprechaun like shoots like a ball of fire or something through his chest and he dies.
Does Postmaster P get killed?
No, Postmaster P eventually joins forces with the Leprechaun to gain success as a rapper.
Oh. Mm. So seems like Ghost Dog should take them on, right?
I guess. If you're going to mix shit in, might as well. I know they had like Freddy Krueger and Jason versus Ash. That would have been all right, but never got the money for it, for the rights.
They made a comic.
Oh, they did?
Who won?
I don't know. I didn't read it.
Pretty sure Ash won. Can't let Ash lose.
I don't know. Be pretty crazy if Ash got his head cut off by fucking Jason.
Nah, it wouldn't
I did see ahead. Freddy versus Jason in theaters. Like
I did too.
Album.
I saw it right when that blackout happened.
I was like, "Yo, let's smoke a blunt and go see that."
Oh, right.
And I was doing that in the theater. I was like, "Everyone's scared in here. There's like four people in here. It's fucking 2 o'clock on Wednesday."
Nah, that shit in the Bronx was packed. It was Puerto Rican dudes yelling like, "Yo, cut that nigga, B." I was like, "All right."
I remember he like.
What's going on?
You were just involved in a gang fight, John.
No, you weren't at some point, that's what it felt like.
There was
shit.
A guy with a machete and a mask on.
He got hyped. I was like, well, man, I'll never forget it. Happiest I've ever seen a dude.
You know that in the Bronx, some kids beat up an African kid and yelled and called him Ebola?
Yeah, it was me and Johnny.
The Italian kid?
It was me and Johnny. Just teach that kid what's what.
Don't say that. Hey,
IS 318 in Tremont. Is that a...
Yeah, I know what that school is at. It's a piece of shit. Hey, that's rough, though. You know, those kids, if they have that disease, they shouldn't be going to the school.
But they don't.
Who's?
They immigrated from Africa, I'm sure, not
that recently.
I'm sure
they have it. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You're sure, too, that they have it.
No, I'm not.
I say, if we find everyone in the city with a fever, round them up, put them in one place, we'll call it a ghetto, and we'll lock it up and make sure they can't get out.
Because it worked so well for Christy when they tried to do that shit to that nurse, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he fucked that up big time. I see what he's doing. I didn't mind it. Because, like, that shit, when you heard it, I got
paranoid.
Yeah,
he was pandering. That's what he was doing. Yeah, I mind it, but
wait,
I see what he was doing, too.
That's not pandering.
Yeah, lock him up. He's got a bowl. Everybody else is scared. Because Chris Christie's base is like, yeah, fuck it. Stop flights from wherever.
Chris Christie loves
smoking base.
Burn
down Africa. We don't even want them to be part of America anymore. That's Christie's base.
Chris Christie's fucking living that Soprano life. That he really wakes up to that shit. Fucking eating, like, raw meat and shit and just beating people up. That's the kind of guy Chris Christie
is. You're accusing Chris Christie of beating people up on the show?
He looks like it.
Oh.
He looks like he'd grab you by the arm.
He looks like a big fat goon, is what you're saying?
He talks like one. Look at what he did with that bridge shit. Look what he did to that poor nurse. She didn't even have anything, and he just locked her up. Cuomo's like, yeah, fuck it, I'm with it. Got no balls, Cuomo. You got no balls.
All right. Damn, you really don't like Governor Cuomo.
I want Astorino to win. He used to be on the Michael Kay show. Michael Kay told me what's up one time. So you know what? Team win, son.
Cuomo's girlfriend has a really bad cooking show on Food Network, but she makes shitloads of money.
He ain't married?
Nah, it's girlfriend, Sandra D. Show her to Johnny.
She a porn star?
No, she's on the That's Cooking Network.
Sandra D?
Yeah. Oh. She's like the waspiest person alive. Wait, look at this. This is a Stepford wife.
No shit. I saw a hairstyle. Wait, that was a real...
Sandra D, Food Network.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she does that terrible show where she uses like... it's like semi-homemade cooking, right? So she uses like a lot of prepackaged shit.
I think that's
it's like the worst cooking show. It's for people who like really want to pretend they cooked, but then they take like a Duncan Hines cake, but then they like decorate it nice and like I made it myself.
What's good? What's that Italian brought on the Food Network?
Giada De Laurentiis.
God damn, I'd eat that pussy so hard. So.
Okay, all right,
I just
calm down.
The shit out of her clit, man.
Calm down.
She can cook. She can cook. It's all natural. She can cook. EVO. Rachel, she got a fat ass, bro.
Rachel Ray? Mm. Oh, you have a lot of opinions on the ladies.
Fuck
the Food
Network. Son.
Hell yeah. Lydia Bastianic, right? You're trying to bang her, right?
That's her, yeah. That's that bitch right there.
No, but you're trying to bang Lydia Bastianic, right?
Let me see.
She's another
click one.
Yeah, Giada has a nice rack. Yo, her husband's on her show sometimes. It looks like a real tool.
Yeah,
you know, she's related to Dio De Laurentiis and that whole producing family.
Oh, nice, yeah. Man. He was involved with Conan and shit.
Yeah.
That's your shit right there, right, Johnny? You love all these Food Network broads, right?
Yes. I love
you trying to bang this shit?
I don't like Barefoot Contessa. She's a bitch, bro.
That's not who this is.
No, I know, but I'm just
like
saying,
I like Barefoot Contessa.
She shitted on a Make-A-Wish kid, man.
Did she really?
She did.
That's awesome.
What did she do?
Fuck herself. She can go to that fatty part of Walmart and buy herself a fucking costume.
Oh my
bitch.
God! No, she's on Long Island. She's
goddamn
classy.
Hand planet.
Oh man! You know she used to write like nuclear policy for the White House or something. She's had some weird career. Yeah.
She's mad weird though. Like you ever see how she talks? Is mad robotic and she don't seem human, son.
But she is human.
I
she's a well-to-do Long Island lady.
She's like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton seems a bit off.
Well, she's turned down 2 Make-A-Wish kids.
Oh, shit. 2 of them?
To go on the show?
This is like an old story, too. This is from 2011.
But she's a bitch.
But,
Did she give reasoning behind it?
Let me look.
No, she said it was some scheduling shit that her secretary... But then when she invited the kid was like, nah, I'm good. No, thank you.
Well, that's on the kid, then.
Well, she fucking blew him off.
She didn't blew him off. She had something scheduled. She's being professional.
No.
She didn't. She just blew it off because she gets tons of requests every month for charitable stuff and didn't realize it was from the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
If your kid is into that shit at that age, well, he probably shouldn't have that much.
Make-A-Wish might be the one thing that's like worse than like Susan Coleman. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you turn them down,
oh yeah,
fucking like. Know. That's it. You're just a piece of shit forever.
They get fucking ripped off. I looked in. The WWE makes mad money off them. Only gives them 20% of
Susan
action.
G. Coleman?
Yeah.
Yeah, they came out with it. Well, a lot of places.
They don't make much.
They just shake down people.
Yeah,
like there's a fracking company that's supporting that. Is like in Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get in on that.
There's a documentary that came out like a year or two ago. It's on.
We should
Netflix.
Be selling breast cancer T-shirts, pink ones. That's what we should be doing.
We should next
the
year.
The fucking black truffle triad.
Save those titties, yo. That's a baby.
Well, they turned down. That's the one thing they turned down. They got like a fracking company, and like they got a lot of like cancer. Like KFC supports breast cancer awareness, despite the fact that like terrible food causes cancer, like and fracking causes cancer. But they turned down like Pornhub.
Yeah, I remember that fucking bitches.
Do we talk about moving to North Dakota, moving the show over there yet?
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Okay, so we can open a brothel?
No, I wasn't here for that one.
You know that there's an oil boom in North Dakota. Like, there's, I think, Wilmington, North Dakota?
Really?
Totally I think that's wrong. What it is. I remember we talked about it a while ago on the show.
There's more jobs than there are. There's more jobs than there are people. Like, and it's just crazy. There's not enough housing there. People are just living in their cars. Like, it's nuts.
But it's mad money, though, right?
There's a lot of oil drilling jobs. So.
Mad money. I say we move there.
Son, we're not meant for city life no more. Look, you got a gay street ghost posse running around. I don't know. You're silly.
look, we start this fucking wild. We call this a oil rigger podcast, and we just start.
Whoa! Watch the fucking language.
Oil rigger.
All right.
Oil rig. right? Or it's not an oil rig. It's like Wildcats. They call them Wildcats or something?
Yeah, do that. Don't go with rigor, because that could come off really wrong if you're
We could be rigorously mining for oil, right? Drilling for oil, rigorously.
Look, just get rid of the rigor
part. Out there.
Just dump it.
We just...
What about vigor? Can we use the word vigor anymore?
No, none of it. Now, what do you want to do?
All we do is just interview crazy oil riggers, and then... And then that's the podcast. And then we're like, we're just there chilling, partying at the strip clubs, getting drunk, and just like, I don't know, committing crimes. I'm guessing there's plenty of crimes being committed.
Oh, hell yeah. It's like RoboCop.
I would imagine there's
style.
It's OCP, basically.
Hell yeah.
I would imagine there's a lot of
Dick Jones.
You know, sexual harassment going on there. What's the name of the place again?
Just look Wilmington? Up North Dakota fracking. It starts with a W, the town, I believe.
Damn, son.
And now, like, every other week, there's another.
There are gold in them hills.
Basically, there's just delicious black gold. too bad we weren't engineering majors. Otherwise, we'd be out there banking it up.
It's Williston, North Dakota.
Excuse me, Williston.
They're
North
apparently
Dakota.
Paying college tuitions. This is the first thing that comes up.
Whoa.
Yeah. If you come out and work on an oil rig for a while, because there's more, like he said, there's more jobs than there are people.
It's hard work, though. It's not
it's crazy.
Shit,
it's so crazy.
You know what else? And it also pays for college. It's hard work. Going to the military. And there's people trying to kill you in the military.
People trying to kill you, because trust me, if I know how much money you got in your car, you ain't gonna fucking wake up in the morning.
That's the whole thing, is that it's in North Dakota. There's not that much, there's not that many thieves in North Dakota because it's cold.
Nah.
There's not that many people in North Dakota.
Shit is right,
but now
they're picking.
Now it's like the most that has like the highest rent in the country or something. Now like just the
you gotta do that.
Oh, this is the idea Chris and I had last week.
Huh?
We get a fucking remember that article about that Chinese 3D printing company that could print out houses.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We somehow get that company over to America.
Jerry rig it,
and we just start 3D printing out houses for all these oil riggers.
Yo, I feel so uncomfortable when you say that word.
What?
You're gonna slip. I know you're ready. You're gonna slip.
I'm not gonna slip on anything. You're just having racist thoughts in your head. Because you're the racist.
Well, you might slip on all that ectoplasm from the gay ghost.
Duh. All right. That's not a bad idea, but how much? We'd probably have to pay corporate tax on that, right? If we're bringing them over.
Whatever.
Well, you bring over the printer and sell the houses.
Oh, that works too. You mean steal it?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you can see.
We're not Batman. We're not going to be stealing things out of Hong Kong. Yeah. All right?
Just swooping in.
We just pay somebody to do it for us. Hong Kong people need the money, son. I'm
telling you.
That yen don't go too fucking far.
We should become the Scarface. Or what is it?
It's not. There's a lot of things wrong with that whole, that sentence.
Williston? Is that the name of the town?
Yeah, Williston.
Become the Scarface of Williston.
Fuck
just
yeah.
Pump mad cocaine and say that we're a podcasting/building company.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you guys wanna stay up to make more money for your goddamn corporate overlords, right?
We can have fucking like AKAs like mayors and shit. You be Giuliani, you'll be Bloomberg, I'll be Dinkins.
All right.
The guys from all the oil companies are spending a lot of money out there, and you know what the townspeople are calling them?
No.
Rigor rich?
Yes.
No, there you go.
Way to catch on, John.
I figured
really?
No, I just made that up right now.
It'd be hysterical if they didn't make that.
Oh, we're going to hell. We're going to hell.
I don't know.
No, but for real, like, fuck all that. That's mad work. You got to pay tax. Let's just rob the motherfuckers in their car. Right?
No.
How
you go. Why? If we just brought hookers there, we could just make a ton of money.
Word.
We could just, if we just went there and sold fleshlights, I bet we'd make a ton of money.
Truffle whiskey.
You guys want to get off, right?
Wi-Fi. We could fucking sell them Wi-Fi.
What?
Yeah, son, there's a way to do it.
We're not a telecommunications company.
We figure out a way. There's gotta be like somebody with Wi-Fi in that fucking area. We just steal their shit.
You're talking crazy again, Johnny. I feel like I have at least one foot step in reality here.
I bet you could set up some weird inverse payday loan thing, though, also. You could really set up a scheme where you're like, yeah, man, are you poor somewhere? I'll send you there, get you a job, set you up with a place to live. You just owe me... I'll pay for everything. You can basically indentured servitude other people from this country and send them there.
Like Russian prostitutes. I'm with it.
I bet people will start doing that. Like, listen, there's a lot of money to be had there.
We'll
give you this loan where you go out there. You promise us you work for this amount of time, and then you owe us this much money out of your paycheck for the first year.
That can't be illegal, though, right?
Loans are illegal, yeah.
Yeah.
If you were just an employment broker.
I think how you fucking collect is what makes it legal, right? Can't
anything that because it's a loan. There's limits to the amount of interest you can charge on loans.
What's the max?
It's different state to state.
All right. We got to find out what the interest rate out is out there now. Get some action. Maybe open up a casino. Who knows?
Oh my
god! Shitty casino.
Is someone open? Is it just
three card Monty?
Three card Monty. Maybe a cup and a shell game and shitty roulette table.
Aren't there a lot of Native Americans out there in North Dakota? Shouldn't there already be casinos out there?
Nah, they took care of that early, so there ain't too many of them left.
I don't know these things.
God damn, son. I think the simpler thing would just be rob these fucking people and be on our way.
You can't do that, Johnny.
Why not?
Because
you're
a bunch of grizzled-ass oil workers. They'll fuck us up.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all packing.
Ah, yeah, that's true. We just get bigger heat. That's it.
No.
Gatling gun, son. It's the
500 Nations tribe has a bunch of casinos in North Dakota.
Damn, son, we got
and bingo halls.
Yeah, let's just bootleg them liquor, man. We just go call
they're in America. They can buy liquor.
All these guys have is money. They're just loaded.
We'd probably make a bunch of money selling saltpeter so people weren't so freaking horny out there. It must feel like prison. There's got to be no women there.
Yeah, probably not. That ain't women's work. Yeah,
every other story that comes out is like some waitress, like some
sexual assault?
Or being freaked out and weirded out. Multiple weird problems with dudes they've had.
Yeah,
you know?
I could imagine.
Some chick went undercover as a waitress at like a strip club. It was just like, oh, this is.
You mean some chick worked as a waitress at a strip club and blogged about it?
Yeah.
She blogged about it.
Yeah, and she was just like, this was a nightmare. You know, like just terrible fights breaking out, just drunk maniacs everywhere.
Yeah, strip club's got to be making bank out there too. Word, I still got my old porn collection. Maybe I can move that out there.
There you go, Johnny. Porn's free. Porn's free now.
They don't got fucking Wi-Fi in those cars. You got to charge the tablet, son. They're in cars, B.
Just run a charging station.
That with porn, son. Fucking 2-for-1. Maybe some chicken. I don't know.
Let's start a video blog called Oil Riggers and Cars Masturbating.
Word. What's your name? My name's Doug. Like, all right. I didn't say start, but I guess you're going.
All right.
Think old man McGillicuddy would be down with that?
Oh, hell yeah. That guy, old man McGillicuddy, love that dude.
That'd be his shit, right?
He'd love old and young sexy riggers.
Old man McGillicuddy's probably going to be the fucking star of the gay ghost movie we're still in. Sounds like something got stuck in that ghost's throat for a second there.
Ain't that how Peter North died?
Did Peter North die?
Nah, I'm fucking with you. He's very much alive.
Thank God.
I wouldn't care either way if he was alive or dead.
I might be a little sad if Peter North died.
I wouldn't.
Only one male porn star you carry died. That's fucking Ron Jeremy.
I say Rocco.
Oh, yeah, Rocco.
Nick Mannin, too. I can't hate on Nick Mannin. He's made it to the big time. He's on Showtime now. It's a lot of adult shit on Showtime for no reason. They fuck for like 10 minutes. It's just weird.
What?
Are you talking about softcore porn?
That's what they're doing on it. It's like 10 minutes of fuck scenes for like an hour. It's an hour and 50 minute movie and it's 10 minute scenes.
It's like Poison Ivy 50 or something?
It's just terrible.
I've been out of the softcore porn game for quite some time, John.
I got the new channels and shit now. So they have Lola, Interstellar, Sex Object or some shit. Nick Mannin was in it. He's like, I've heard of sex. What is this? I was like, oh boy.
Someone's about to get their nut off.
But it's whack because he can't say dropping lows. I don't want to see Nick Mannin not say it. It's like taking away the super kick from Shawn Michaels. Who wants to see that shit, dog?
I wouldn't.
You're neutering a dude.
If I'm looking at Shawn Michaels, I'm home for one thing, and that's that super kick.
Fuck yeah, son.
Weird show tonight. But then again, it is a Halloween show.
Where the kids?
No.
There are no kids fucking collecting candy.
Yeah.
They don't do that no more. I don't have them in my building no more. We used to have a bunch.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, you don't decorate your door or anything. I think they just go
fuck
to house.
Why would I do that?
I think
that's
like the new etiquette, though. You don't just ring every bell anymore. It's like you go, and kids go out with their parents always.
Or older siblings. Now, yeah. Oh, no, it was always like that, but you don't see older siblings as much anymore. You see more parents.
I get so few kids ringing my bell that I just give out, like, dollar bills because it's, like, four kids a year.
You're not fucking strippers? What do you mean you give out dollar bills?
I don't have candy in the house. I'm just like, here's a dollar. Go away. Kids love dollars. When I was a little kid, somebody gave me a dollar. I was hyped.
Don't be yelling that shit in the street.
What do you mean? When I was a little kid and somebody gave me a dollar.
He's coming off like a pedophile.
Yeah, see
it. Why? Because I remember the joy of getting a dollar when I was a child.
To do what?
You're just treating, like somebody's like, here's a dollar.
Johnny's right. You're treating them like no good stripper trash.
I slammed the door in their face.
Yeah, same shit.
Not unlike a stripper. I'm done with you. Leave.
Like, no, I feel like shit because I actually have money the last couple of years. I buy candy and shit. Nobody
just
shows
give
up.
Out dollars. What are you?
I'm not fucking doing that. I'd rather give out candy.
Well, nobody's coming to get candy, you know.
I don't see
you
nobody.
Have to eat all that candy.
Maybe this shit because we got more cameras and better lighting in the building now, so maybe people won't be so scared.
Maybe. I doubt it, though.
Yeah, some big-ass rats in that hallway, man. Oof. Fuck.
No bueno, buddy.
Not see this new 3D printed Glock? This shit is hot.
Yeah, that shit looks like a Star Trek gun, my dude.
This shit is cool, right?
Yeah, it's nice.
You see this, Stanley? The new 3D printed gun?
I know we talked. I got two of them in my house.
So you have a metal 3D printer in your house?
That's what you didn't
know
about.
Holy shit, it's metal?
Yeah, that shit is metal.
Wow. Yeah. Now, is it fucking cocked back when you shoot it? It
yeah,
look like it would.
It's a full.
It really does cock back, huh? Yeah. I know the plastic ones, they were good for a clip, but it wasn't cocked back.
No, they were
back.
Good for like three shots, the first ones, and then they had a couple.
They had one that could do a clip, though. Yeah. The same company came out and wanted to do a clip.
Yeah,
that,
these are metal.
Wow, that's bad. It looked like Remington Steel's gun, actually.
Let's start making 3D printing guns, sell them to oil rigs.
Fuck, yo, they got there's a right to carry.
Hell yeah, everyone's got a gun out in North Dakota.
Hell yeah. Stand your ground laws and shit.
Yeah, all they do is work, drink, and shoot guns.
Maybe we can hire some people for a hunting expedition, if you know what I mean. Think about it.
I'm not going to. I'm not going to think about that, Johnny.
Ever seen that movie Hard Target with Van Damme?
No.
Well, watch it, and you'll know what I mean. Think about it.
Last Van Damme movie I saw was The Quest, which was like from the mid-90s.
Was that with Roger Moore?
Possibly, I can't remember.
Yeah, Roger Moore was on terrible. The blimp, right? Yeah,
son. What?
Yeah, B, I remember that. You ain't lying, yo. You ain't lying.
What are you talking about? You're talking crazy.
Van Damme's done movies with everybody. He had a movie with LT. No, he didn't do nothing with Wesley Snipes. Not yet. Because Snipes is doing everything now, B.
Was Van Damme in any of the Expendables?
He was in the second one. He was John Vallon.
Did he get killed?
Yes, he did.
That sucks.
Sylvester Stallone handled that ass. He kills everybody. That shit is whack. I'm like, damn, yo, let fucking Bruce Willis or Schwarzenegger get a fucking kill, man.
Did you see the third one?
Yes, I did. It was, I liked the franchise. That was the worst one out of all of them.
I turned it off like halfway through. Like, I can't.
Banderas is good in it.
I only saw when he was like introduced as a character. Does he show up again towards the end?
It kicks
does
some
he
ass.
Save the day?
He does more than save the day. He fucking whoops some ass. It should have been his movie.
All right.
But Stallone had to get the last fucking kill.
That sucks. He killed Mel Gibson?
Yes, he did. He said something about, so you hate Jews, and then he stabbed him. It made no sense, but then I was like, I get it now.
Mel Gibson came off as pretty fucking nuts in that movie.
He played the same fucking part to Machete, too. I was like, what the fuck is...
That's all he has now.
He was an arms dealer.
Arms deal is pretty good role to have in a movie.
Yeah, but he's a hell of an actor. He was a fucking cop for like 15 years in Lethal Weapon. Yeah,
now he's an arms dealer for 15 years.
Where's Riggs? And then you don't got Murtaugh. They could have gave Danny Glover a fucking part in that. He could have been his contact.
You think
shit.
Danny Glover's still friends with Mel Gibson?
Gotta be.
After the whole racist tirade.
Danny Glover.
I thought he came out in defense of him. Yeah, I might be wrong.
Yo, partners for life, bro. His wife's doing his laundry and shit. Ain't nothing weird about that, right? That's your man's in them. His shirt's in the house. Nothing wrong with that. Just saying. I think Mel Gibson fucked his wife in that movie. I've always thought it. Maybe his daughter, too, because she was doing them rubbers commercials, and everybody was cracking on him. That was cute when they gave him the little plant with the rubbers on it.
It was hot.
That was nice.
Someone around here would give me a nice gift like that.
But that's not going to happen.
What?
That's not going to happen. I don't even use them.
You can hit us up on Twitter, at HS Radio Show. Get all sorts of great information from us. Tips. Tricks, that's all lies.
Treats, well, tricks and treats.
You can add on to the Patreon account.
Oh, yeah, Patreon account.
Patreon.
For that goddamn pizza party one of these days, boys.
Fuck yeah.
At this rate, we're going to be throwing it down in Wilmington. What the fuck is it in that shade town? We throw it there.
Out the back of a Winnebago.
Like, hey, you guys want some pizza? Oh.
Yeah, but I bet they don't have dollar pizza places out there. That'd be stupid.
We'll start a dollar pizza place, Chris. Why
would
be
you
so
do
negative?
That at a place where everybody's making a ton of money and they don't know what to do with it? You sell pizza for way
they
more money.
They buy mad
than
pies and shit. Dude.
Yeah.
We're bank. We don't spend as much and we get a lot back.
That's a stupid thing to do. That's a
I'll
bad move.
I'll sell them Elio's pizza at $5 a pop.
We'll quarter
yeah,
the
there
market.
You go. $5 for an Elio's
yeah,
pizza.
Works.
Why would you sell dollar slices?
No, you're right. You're right.
I'm going to come in start a 24-hour dollar pizza spot.
Fuck yeah, son. It's like...
Seems like you'd have to do a lot more work than you would want to just to
I'll
make...
I'll be high all the time. I'll just be fucking
just
speeding.
Huffing oil
fumes. Not even so you make a breakfast pizza in the morning and shit.
Okay.
There you go. Hash brown,
the potatoes and eggs.
Yes, and with a little cheese on it, mozzarella.
God, we have such good ideas. Why are we so broke?
I don't know.
How you say mozzarella? Say it.
Mozzarella?
No, you don't say it like that. You say it mad Italian. Every time we go out, you fucking shove it in my face.
We're doing a show here. Non-regional dialect.
He calls it mutz. That's what he calls
it. Mozzarella or some shit like that. Fucking arrogant prick.
Yeah.
That's just an Italian thing.
Stanley, how's your ISIS restaurant going?
Sold some falafel yesterday. That's about it.
Still not going well?
Got a shawarma special going on.
Mm.
But luckily, no, ISIS hasn't fucking cut anyone's head off recently. So sales are up.
Oh, that's great.
I got that going for me.
Are the prices so low you'll lose your head over them?
You know what? That was the
slashing prices.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go for one something.
It's like one of our slogans was, prices are so low, you think you'll be kidnapped by a terrorist group. And that you're, and that a video of you have been sent to your family. That was one of them. Before the whole ISIS thing.
Yeah, they stole your swag,
don't tell
son.
Any journalist infidels about our low, low prices.
Exactly, yeah.
But there's another restaurateur that's having some trouble in Minnesota.
They have what?
Because apparently there's a place that sells African food.
And that's crazy.
That's just the Ebola thing happened. Nobody in Minnesota will eat their African food.
I'm shocked they have Africans in Minnesota.
There are a bunch of Somalians in Minnesota.
I had no idea.
There's a giant Somalian.
Oh, right.
Remember the dude from Captain Phillip was from Somalia, and they all go over to Minnesota.
Yeah, so I guess this is a Liberian restaurant.
Oh, shit.
And I wouldn't have thought that there was Liberian cuisine, period.
Nah, I don't. Goat stomach? I don't know.
Yeah, there's what? Tears and heartache.
Concrete as salt and shit. Nice.
Whatever it tastes like when your stomach acid is eating the lining of your stomach and it regurgitates a little. That's like what they're really trying to capture. It's umami. That's what it is.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, dude.
So I mean, I just thought you'd want to know that there are other people feeling your pain ever since you opened that Egyptian themed restaurant called ISIS.
Yeah, like
that's some shitty shit though, right there.
The bowling alley where the dude in New York went to
the hipster spot.
Yeah, they're like, we promise there's no Ebola here. Please, people come back and bowl. Sucks that their business is ruined.
Here's the thing: is like they're getting the brunt of it, but the guy was at like a concert venue that night too.
Yeah, they shut that shit down too.
Yeah, I figured it was just at Brooklyn Bowl.
No, he was at the gutter. He wasn't even at... There's multiple bowling alleys.
He went to two bowling spots and a concert spot, right?
No. One bowling alley. The gutter.
See, though, anybody who was with him would have been out if they would have bought that camera and a bowler mask. You seen that shit? You selling it for like $20.
Yeah.
His face is on it.
Yeah, camera.
It's limited edition. That's why it's so expensive.
I have three of them.
Collector's item. Hold them shits for like 10 years.
Hell yeah.
Watch it appreciate and value and shit.
I have a Cameron cape, and I have all of his objects.
Oh, I was wondering if he sold even a single, cape.
He had to make money off that if he got a distributor, right?
Well, somebody approached him, a cape designer approached him and wanted
That's
to
fucking nuts.
Put his
Cameron
name on capes.
Is one wacky motherfucker. He also had a video of a chick putting shit in her ass while they were at a supermarket.
Nice.
For no reason. She put like a 24-ounce can between the butt cheeks.
Do you think he has any money left?
If he invests in a lot of shit, he's not broke. He's $100,000-ish. Yeah. For them, that's broke.
I'm sure he still tours enough where he makes decent money every year.
He can still make modeling money because he used to model for people and shit.
I don't want to think Cameron's broke.
He's selling vape pens on Dipset's website.
There you go.
I didn't even know Dipset had a website.
Yeah, that's where I found the Ebola mask.
Yeah, did you see the Cameron
They sell
Ebola
weed
mask?
Grinders nice. And vape pens.
Click on it. It's all pink and shit.
Yeah. It's just his face. I would not wear that.
Yeah, I don't.
If this was 12 years ago, he'd be fucking banking it up with those vape pens. But it's not.
Yeah, he's a little bit behind on the times.
I'm just saying, Dipset was a hell of a lot more popular back then.
Like, the shirt says 97.
Well, that was the heyday.
Ah, man. I would have said that their golden era was like 2004-ish to 6.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like a lot of clothing companies put the established date on their clothing.
Oh, yeah, but that's a little silly.
What, 1997?
Yeah, just let it go, man. Time passed.
No, he's got to work it.
I think he's still making money.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I don't think the man's broke, but the Dipset shit ain't adding nothing to the portfolio, man.
All right, I guess.
Look, none of us are Cameron's money manager, so I'm not going to be the one to diss him as Johnny is. Is that the right word, Johnny?
No, I'm not dissing him, because I might run into him in the summertime.
All right, kill him.
We're in the same fucking...
Kill him.
We run in the same circles, as they say.
And wearing the same Ebola mask, too, apparently.
Yeah, I rocked. If I knew he was there, I'd be like, yo, sign this for me.
Come on, Cam.
Just sign it.
You keep computers putin'.
Oof.
Love God it. Damn. Love it. All right, so we're out of here right now.
Bow.
Right, this is the show, dog. That's it for us tonight. Went fast, buddy.
It did. We didn't get to talk about the space whiskey, which I know would infuriate you.
What's space whiskey? Quick. Space whiskey.
Basically, some people sent some whiskey to the space station to see if it affected the whiskey at all, and they brought it back, so they're going to be trying to market. Like, I don't know if they could legally call it scotch, because it's distilled in space, not Scotland. But it's Ardbeg scotch, I guess. Mm. And, they sent a bunch of whiskey. I mean, it looks pretty cool. It's in a little space pod. But just another gimmick. Booze gimmick.
Listen, there's only one booze gimmick out here, and that's fucking truffle whiskey. If anyone tries to step on that, I'll set them on fire.
Fuck yeah, sir.
All right. Well,
Hell yeah, that was a threat to everyone.
There you go.
It's a weird way to end our Halloween special. So festive.
Whoa. We need a little bit of violence
boo,
on Halloween.
Boo, a boo. Right? That's what a ghost sounds like. Boo.
It sounds like Nixon. But okay.
Boo. Right? It's fucking scary, dude. I'm going to get you. I'm going to fuck you in your dreams. Boo.
All right. That's a good idea for the movie.
Boo.
Why are you taking your shirt off?
Boo. I'm going to play with my nipples. Boo. You like that shit?
I guess.
Oh, boy. NHS Radio Show is a Twitter account. Patreon.com/High Society Radio to donate to the show. Maybe we'll get our... what happened to the music, bruh?
That Patreon shut it down.
Patreon shut it down? Oh, my God. This is embarrassing. Oh, no. This is terrible.
It's back. There it goes.
There you go. Maybe fast forward about a minute and a half. There you go.
What do you mean? We got plenty of time. We can just talk some more.
I want to get out of here. Let's just fucking... There. There you go.
There you go.
All right. So we're technical difficulties. Sorry, everyone.
Shit
apologize
happens.
For that.
We'll apologize for that.
Well, I'm going to apologize for that. Well, what was I saying before that?
Patreon.
Patreon
money.
Account. Patreon.com. / High Society Radio. Make us ballers like Cameron.
Actually, yeah, me and John are going to be doing some bonus content just for Patreon this
oh,
week.
Oh, what up?
This weekend.
Is it on video?
No, it's not going to be on video because nobody wants to look at our ugly faces.
Oh, what I want ugly shit I'm going to do to him. He knows what's up. Yeah.
We're doing
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
All right. There's no. I'm hoping that's a zombie impression because you're doing that shit a lot, too.
It's a ghost, bro.
Oh, man.
Get it right. Yeah, donate to the show. Maybe we'll get this gay ghost movie produced.
Fuck yeah. I know people want to see that, right?
We'll call it Gay Ghost Saw, right? Gay Ghost Saw.
Gayer than Ghost.
That was straight, though.
I couldn't take it that way at all.
He was a ghost coming back from the
His
love of a woman.
His boy got snatched up by some black figures and
that
shit. What you
scary.
Think
that shit scared
train
the
on
shit
that
out
man.
Of me.
They the ran out. Train on that man. Dollar pizza.
What the fuck? All right, we're out of here. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Shotty.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Oh, moon of our love, we now must say goodbye.